As we enter into our fourth week of the penitential season of Lent, yesterday, of course, you know, we celebrated Laetare Sunday, and that takes that name from the first words of the Sunday entrance antiphon that "Rejoice, Jerusalem." Why should we rejoice? Well, the gospel, which we listen to today, gives us the answer. There's a contrast between many of the people who were curious about Jesus. Being curious about him doesn't mean they believe in him, but they're curious. They follow him around hoping to see miracles. But beyond the excitement of the miracle itself, they don't believe. And then we see this official coming. He comes to Jesus. He doesn't make Jesus come to him. He asks him for this grace, this favor, cure my son who's near death. And Jesus remarks, because it's very evident to him that so many just want to see a sign. They don't believe in the one who performs the miracle, namely him. So he says what he says, and yet the official still pleads, come. And Jesus simply says to him, your son will live. And note that John says he accepted that, he believed and returned. That's why we should rejoice. And we have this saying, seeing is believing. Well, that isn't always true, but it's a folksy saying, and sometimes it's accurate enough. But for us, it's not to be the case. Because as Jesus told St. Thomas after the resurrection, you believe, Thomas, because you have seen me, you've touched me. I'm alive. I truly am raised from the dead. But he says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. He's talking about us, hopefully. So as we progress through this fourth week, and Lent will soon enough come to an end, we might want to keep in mind that our faith helps us believe without always having to have Jesus prove to us that he loves us. We need to believe. Sincerely, truly believe.